The security bodies of Lebanon are deeply concerned about a deliberate effort to escalate internal security tensions, particularly through recurring incidents that aim to provoke confrontations, particularly with the Lebanese Forces Party. The inability of these security bodies to apprehend some of the masterminds behind these incidents, despite having knowledge of their identities, strongly suggests that these events are not occurring by chance. They are rather meticulously orchestrated, and the entities responsible for their orchestration have far greater power and influence than the state or its institutions. According to security information, the Kahale incident, which erupted in the aftermath of the overturning of a Hezbollah truck laden with weaponry and was followed by the armed attack by those affiliated with it on civilians that required retaliation, the assassination of Elias Hazrouni, a prominent LF official in Ain Ebel, and subsequent events like the gunfire toward the Lebanese forces office in Hosh al-Omara, Zala, are all clear indicators that tension is on the rise. It appears that the parties benefiting from this heightened tension are actively seeking opportunities to provoke a reaction that aligns with their political objectives. They aim to maintain control over the country and its institutions, especially the presidency, while simultaneously eliminating opposition or dissenting voices challenging the overarching Mumana project. As per the same sources, the attack on the U.S. embassy was executed with audacity and ease. The assailant displayed no fear of the embassy's security personnel or the nearby military base, situated mere meters away. It was particularly remarkable that the attacker was able to leave the area with his weapon without drawing any attention, indicating that he was not acting alone. This indicates that someone was waiting for him and that he had a concealed hideout near the embassy, which allowed for a seamless escape. Consequently, the perpetrator of this operation was not an amateur, but a professional, as demonstrated by his ability to disappear discreetly after executing the attack. According to security information, if the security bodies fail to identify the attacker within a couple of days, it would likely signify that the operation has political and security motives. It may indicate a new cycle of violence in Lebanon, potentially including further assassinations, particularly if the political deadlock continues to persist.